All right. We are joined by the driver and crew chief from today's winning race team. We have Cole Custer and Mike Shiplett, driver and crew chief of the number 00 FIMS Manufacturing Ford. And we will open things up to the floor for anyone who has questions. We'll start up front with Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Did you say that you didn't want to downshift in the turn three? You didn't want to win like that? And people were wondering why the hell not?
I guess that was heard wrong. I wish it just wasn't that close. I think it just, I wish it was no cautions, but we had such a big lead. But I just went in there and tried to get on Tyler's bumper. I didn't hit him at all, and he just overdrove the corner and missed the bottom a little bit. But I already had my downshift planned, so I was able to, you know, have a little bit extra torque coming off the corner, and then was just able to clear him. So, but I love winning it that way, but I wish it wasn't that close.
Zach Catan's ready, kickthetires.net. Tyler said that you didn't know where he was when it came to that last restart and that move that he made. Did that really you know, get you off guard, or did you really see that run coming when he came to the inside?
I just have no idea how he didn't miss the bottom and, like, blow the whole corner, because I drove it in there, like, the same as I did the other restarts, and I barely felt like I made it, and he drove in there probably three car lengths deeper and somehow still made the corner. So I thought he was going to blow the bottom, and I was just going to drive right under him, but he made it stick somehow. And I don't know. I was really shocked by that, but I guess I'll know that for the future. Well, he was driving really hard there at the end. He actually hit the wall going into turn one. So I knew he was giving it his all, and I was going to have a shot. I just needed to hit my marks and try and get on his bumper to get him a little pack some air on him, but was able to just kind of make it happen there on the last corner.
We'll go to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Do you need to win races like that to be a Cup driver?
I think so. I mean, you have to, if you're going to be a Cup driver, I mean, all those guys in that series know in every single situation that they're put in what to do. So I think in every single situation that you're put in, you got to adapt to it, and you got to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and what you're going to try and do. So I think we did what we could, right? The only thing I wish I didn't do was I wish I didn't get beat into turn one.
Go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. With you winning the race and Chase finishing third, what does that say about the strength of this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, we've had fast cars all year, and 98's getting better and better. So it's just, you know, hopefully we all just keep going in the same direction. And I mean, I don't know what to say. We have great fast cars every single weekend. It's been between us the 2 and the 20 pretty much every weekend. It's just who executes kind of the best. But it's as long as we keep hitting our marks, I think we're going to be right there.
Any other questions for Cole or Mike? We'll go to Dustin next up front.
Dustin Lomino, front stretch. For either one of you guys, do you feel like you guys are the championship favorites right now?
I mean, I think it's a toss-up between us, the 2 and the 20. I think any of us could win it right now. I think we're all obviously pretty even. I think we're going to get better and better as the year goes on, because I think when we go back to the tracks for the second time with me and Mike working there for the first time, it's going to help. So I think in the second half of the year, we're going to keep getting better and better.
It all still boils down to one race at Homestead. So he is very good there.
Go back up front to Chris.
How do you feel about Michigan next week? Can we take the same car back there?
I would love to take the same car back there, but unfortunately we'll have to spend about 2 weeks getting it fixed back up, be able to pass NASCAR Tech. You know, they get beat up pretty bad racing here. So it'll be about a 5-week rotation. We'll probably see this car sometime. This will probably be a Kentucky car. We've got another one just as good at the shop, ready to go for Michigan.
I don't know. It's never been my favorite track, but it's I think obviously we've been fast everywhere. I think it's just a matter of me doing my homework and figuring out what I need to do there. And I don't run bad there. It's just not my favorite place.
Back to Zach.
That's Scott. Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. What was going through your mind when that caution came out that wiped out that huge lead you had, and then going to overtime on top of that?
Well, I mean, as you do it enough, like, you know, with 15 to go, when you have like a 10-second lead, something's going to go wrong. So I was planning on there being a caution. Like there, I thought there was. You always just plan on it, and so when it happens, you don't freak out. But I mean, it's definitely disappointing. I wish it just went green, but it's you just gotta know what you gotta do in that situation with a restart with on older tires and try and get the best push from the guys behind you and just go from there.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times Tribune. Cole, you got an ARCA win here, now an Xfinity win here. Just what is it about this place that you know you seem to like and are fairly successful at?
I don't know. I think I've always had pretty fast cars here. I think this time was the first time I really understood the track. I feel like I learned a lot, and now I have like a really good grasp on it. But it's a tough place to figure out just because it means so much to get off the corners. But also, we don't have the motor to really pull us off the corner, so you have to keep your center speed up and not overbrake the car. So it's a really tough place to figure out with such fast straightaways and flat corners. But I think I finally have a good understanding of it.
Any more questions here in the media center for Cole or Mike? One more to Zach.
You had a cup start here previously as well. Did that play into anything you learned coming into this weekend?
I think so a little bit. I think I definitely learned some things there. I don't know if it was what made the difference or not, but I think it definitely helped me a little bit in some little areas.
Any last questions? Nope. All right. Thanks, gents.
Thank you.